The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench on a gorgeous Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com worldwide. So, like I say, welcome here today. Steve is still out recovering. He seems to be doing pretty good. He's just going to take him a couple weeks to work through all this. So we'll look forward to seeing him when he gets back, and just keep him in your prayers. Say a good thing about him. And I brought my brother-in-law, Tony Rivers, aka Blazer Boy.
Big mistake.
We passed it with the what do you say, FCC?
Yeah. So prepaid my violations.
They said since it was only a 30-minute show, we would take the risk.
How much damage could he do?
We did a little insurance policy, so should cover it. So we brought him in here. He's been here almost 3 years. I think he visited here about almost three years ago and decided to move in here, and has been working with me at the store. And he has some news, I guess, for if people don't know. Anyway,
breaking news. Breaking. No, I'm not getting married again. Sorry to disappoint you. I am retiring. I have a pension from the city of Los Angeles. There's a story. Yeah. But I am going to retire back to my hometown, Eugene, Oregon, where the University of Oregon is. Go Ducks.
Yeah.
And, home is where the heart is, and that's where I decided to be. But it's been a three-year journey here. I've been coming out here. I met Mr. Rector over there in 1987 at a wonderful golf course called Carolina Downs.
I brought my hat today, I'm aware.
Yeah. Legendary Carolina Downs. It's where they filmed Caddyshack.
Yeah, well, they could have.
Right.
They could have.
But, it's a little bittersweet, but, I think everyone has been understanding about it. But it's been a great 3 years. Thank you, Rock Vegas, for hosting me and tolerating me, maybe.
Yeah, we had a good time with you, and
lots of adventures.
When you leave, I guess me and Tracy can just sleep for a month, I guess.
Right.
Get back to ourselves.
Yeah, so get back to their proper health.
Yeah, Tony came out here and said he wanted to work with me, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. He's never done that kind of thing, but he really fit in so well, and you can tell by his voice, their whole family has a customer service phone voice, so that's always a good thing to have at your store when taking notes and people are calling and just following through with things, and it was a giant help with all that. So
I think a lot of the local customers, they thought it was a recording when I started talking. Who is this guy with the funny accent?
That's so funny. It's funny. I don't even hear accent really. So, but he's going back to Oregon in about 2 or 3 weeks, and he's actually a cool story. He has a high school buddy flying out here, and they're going to ride across the country and take twelve days. Pop in on things. I mean, how many times do you get to do that in your life?
Like, that's we're going to start out in Nashville and in Kalispell, Montana, and then take it on home. See everything in between. Going to St. Louis Cardinal game, going to the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville.
Man.
Just little adventures here and there. I've known him since 1982.
Wow.
Seventh grade.
That's funny.
That's going to be an awesome trip. That's going to be a podcast.
No kidding. Yeah. It's unbelievable to think about it.
And you'll probably pass through some weather. Like we always talk about this first segment. So today is just a gorgeous day. It's supposed to be like mid-70s maybe. So we were talking about maybe this is our second false spring here. So we do have winter weather left. So I was listening on the radio this morning. I listened to a little golf show, and they do a little weather forecast. And back in 1960 in March, we had almost 20 inches of snow. It snowed every Wednesday that March, so it's kind of crazy. So
what year was that?
1960. Yeah. You remember that?
No,
remember
I don't. That?
Steve Crump was 50 years old then. Crump, he remembers that.
I bet Steve Crump could remember that, maybe. I bet Wayne Rector, my dad, probably.
He had to shovel his walk.
He He didn't get to play golf on those Wednesdays.
Right. Hey, shout out to Mr. Wayne Rector, by the way. Celebrated a birthday recently.
Yeah, last Saturday. Mm-hmm. 86 years old.
Yes, indeed.
And what's kind of cool is my granddaughter, Amelia, turned eight. Wow. So she's eight on the same day.
Yep.
As Wayne twins. Turning 86. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of birthdays in February. Just.
It's funny, speaking of Oregon, I track the weather there in Eugene. Eugene's about 175,000 people. There's a side note. But the weather's been similar this winter. It's funny. All these, you know, cold days we've had, I look at Eugene and it's no different. I thought, well, you know, there's that. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it's similar weather anyway.
Yeah.
It's not too harsh. Probably there, maybe humid.
No humidity.
Yeah. Tony had to struggle with that humidity a little bit here.
Only thing I won't miss is the humidity. But I got used to it, so that's kind of eerie.
Yeah.
But I think this fall, spring really creates a sense for certain people, our customers, namely, where they can start putting fertilizer out.
Yeah.
In February, a big no-no. So we're kind of challenged.
Especially
with that.
For warm season grasses. So.
Right.
I was talking at the Master Gardeners thing last week that people are kind of anxious, more anxious this year because of how cold it was. It was really, I'm sure people in New York and Pennsylvania laugh about our winters, but this was a really cold winter for people who live down here. I mean, we sprayed brine three times. So get ready for that, Bill.
We need Punxsutawney Phil to come down here and remind the folks, you know, if you have a warm season grass, be patient. Yeah. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, that's right. The Bermuda and Zoysia, you can put all the fertilizer on there you want, but it's not going to green up until the temperature gets right. So look on things on the internet. There's always, if you look enough on the internet, you'll find the answer you really want. But like I said, we try to help people, give them the advice they need.
I tell them it's poking the bear.
That's right.
Be patient.
So we're going to take our first break, and then we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com. And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I appreciate Matt spinning the tunes and producing our show for us. I thanked him last week because I was down there at the Gardener Show, and I kind of really couldn't barely hear, so I think the show worked out pretty well.
Anyway, it worked out great, and sometimes when you go on the road, you know, you're flying blind.
That's right.
Yeah. And Stephen Stone down there helping you out.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
It's good times.
Stephen didn't feel good last week, and he was a team player and came anyway. So I talked to him early, said it feels pretty good. So
that intro song was 38 Special.
It was.
What a great band. Was that your first concert?
That was my first concert.
Where'd you see them,
Richter? Carowinds Palladium.
Right.
Eddie Money, 38 Special. That's pretty good start.
Good stuff.
To my concerts.
Right.
We were laughing about how we can't hear right. coming in, and I was having trouble hearing, yeah. and it's not the radio station's fault, it's the concerts. Yeah. And
it is.
And blowers and lawnmowers. Mm-hmm. And
really, it's the music, though.
Actually putting these headphones on, playing music loud as I could while I was on a lawnmower. That probably didn't help things, probably.
Yeah. My sister, she really has a challenge at the house, two deaf guys living there. And
yeah.
Thinking we're ignoring her. I'm sure it's a combination.
Well, she's not. She can't hear very good either, so.
Can't hear too good. Poor thing.
Had Tony sitting between us. I guess we could communicate.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
Pass. Can you tell Teresa yeah. what I said?
It turned into text messages.
Lord.
Relays. Anyways.
So, back to the lawn. So, we've had people coming in. This is the time to do your pre-emergent. One question we get often is it too late to do pre-emergent? It's never too late to do it. So you'll have missed some of the opportunity to do it earlier. But really, February 15th and March 15th is what I always say is the time to do it. Warm season and cool season.
Yeah. I like to ask our customers, whether they're on the phone or in person, how is your lawn? What's going mm-hmm. on with it? You know, mm-hmm. encourage them to take pictures, bring them in or text, and we can – troubleshoot that
That's
way as
the
well.
Great, yeah, great thing about cell phones now. You can take a picture. We have people that dig up certain things in their yard and bring them in, which I think that's great, too. Yeah. So.
What is this? Oregano.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to try to figure out what it was. And Stig is always good with figuring that out. So it's pretty good. So, yeah, it's time to put out your 007 prodiamine on your Bermuda Zoysia Centipede, St. Augustine yards, and a 1608 that has a good bit of nitrogen on your fescue. So mm-hmm. I did mine a couple of weeks ago, and it really looks good. It got warm, and your yard needs some feed right now. So
we have, Rector, with the customers that come in that do have fescue, and they have active weeds. That's a pretty mm-hmm. common question, too.
Yeah.
What are the options there?
So active weeds. So when we tell you to do pre-emergent, a lot of people get confused. The pre-emergent, they put it out and they said it didn't kill anything. Well, it's not a killer. It's a pre-thing. So we have applications you can use, spray. And what we always say, it works better when the temperature is warmer. So like today would be a great day to go out and do something like that. Temperature controls how the chemical goes through the plant, has to get all the way to the root. Sometimes it's too cold. It peters out, I guess you say. It doesn't get all the way down to the root. And then so that's your weeds survive. So it's hard to have zero weeds in any yard. But
right.
Spring is kind of a weird time. It can be an ugly time for like Bermuda and all that because it's just not coming out and the weeds are there. And
yeah, it's been months of brown grass.
Yeah.
So we get it. But if you notch it back, the patience is definitely a virtue.
Yeah, and that ugly poana, the little round tuft weed that comes up, that we have all kind of stuff you can spray on that and to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And nice to get rid of it before the Bermuda starts growing.
We've got actually a big color weed poster.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind my sister thinks, but we can identify almost anything from that chart. And we probably don't use it enough. But when people come in, that's where I go.
Yeah, that is a good thing, really.
You could go over it with them.
If they have a picture on their phone, you just kind of walk over there. It's like the matching game.
Right.
Not very hard. And the same chemicals kill many weeds, like hundreds of broad. The main thing you have right now is broadleaf weeds, which is just a like clover, henbit, chickweed is everywhere. It's all over my poor garden. I went out there this morning and watered my garden a little bit, and there's just chickweed over it's like a mat over the top of my beautiful compost I have in there for my garden. But it can be pulled up, so kind of good time for that. So today would be a great day to get out in your yard and mow if you hadn't mowed. Matt told us his plans. He's going to put on a brand new lawnmower blade. So.
Yeah, we always talk about sharpening our blades this time of year before we get started.
Yeah, and it's exactly. So.
Just sharpened down. And a couple weeks ago, I went out there just to give it a nice cut, and half of the blade broke off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to get a new one.
Yeah, speaking of Stig Johnson, we mentioned him. A shout out to Stig Johnson.
Oh,
he is a... he's a leap year baby. So last year he had a Sweet 16 party at our store.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary party. And today's 65.
That's right.
And happy birthday, Stig Johnson. But in, I mention him also because that's one of his probably top five advice statements is sharpen the blades.
Mm-hmm.
It's critical.
Yeah, critical. Happy birthday, Stig. And we'll do this song for you as we head off to another break. We'll be right back.
Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find your paradise. Glad to see you. Point of view. Hope your dreams will all come true.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Whoops, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Shame we got to cut that song short.
Yeah, I know. This song has special meaning, actually, for Teresa. She lived in Charlotte. She rode into Rock Hill, and this song came on the radio. So Matt didn't even know that, but that was 38 years ago or something, maybe.
Whitesnake, a British band. We've both seen them live.
Yeah.
Rector and I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David Coverdale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Teresa went to see him about 3 years ago. Or maybe before you came. It was maybe right before you got here. So something like that. So.
Seen him a few times.
It's very good, man.
We were just talking about the fact that we are springing forward in a week.
Yeah. Next week. It's time. And it's I just noticed I've been coaching golf at the high school again. I had a lot of young men try out this year, and we had a cut the other day, but I'm very excited about who we have and some boys coming back next year. But we've been have to practice like from 4:15 to 4:30. So I just say we played at dark, so we've almost made it to 6:30. So it's good,
not too shabby.
And in the morning, getting up, seeing a little bit of light is always nice. I was telling them I feel like my body's coming back alive or something. It was like just the darkness. I don't do well with it, I guess. And
now I feel younger, a bit younger with this warmer weather. Yeah. My body feels lighter. And
we come home from work, it's dark, and we sit there and eat dinner, and it's all of a sudden like 7 o'clock, and my eyes are like. And that's the worst. You don't want to go to bed at 7 o'clock, and you wake up like at 3:30.
No, it's sad, but true.
You done that, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been going to bed a lot earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, getting in bed about 9:30 and stuff. It's weird. Weird. Yeah,
it is. That extra light, though, is going
to
help things.
Well, it's time, next weekend it was time to spring forward, so you will lose an hour. So,
I'm always a little foggy for a while. That first week is a little
I guess
rough.
It's not a big deal anymore. Your phone changes. I mean, I remember people used to be all messed up with that for the first day, showing up at church an hour late or an hour early.
Yep.
Where is everyone?
It was like 10 o'clock the night before.
Yeah.
You know, our family, six of us, four kids, were assigned to the clocks.
Setting clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch the stove clock.
What I would like to see is when we get the extra hour, it happened on a Saturday night, just like normal.
Yeah.
But when we get the hour taken away, I'd like that to be on like a Friday or a Monday.
Monday.
Maybe they could do that. That'd be cool during the work day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe there could be an executive order.
Maybe if I like from like at lunchtime, you just extend it to get 2 hour lunch technically and they lose the hour.
Yeah. I'll be we back actually, at one.
That's presidential.
You're right. We actually do that at Carolina Fresh Farms Monday through Friday. We extend the luncheon hour David's away.
Well, we do that. We actually, we have a little break room in the back, but we don't go in there and eat. Oh, I'll see you in 30 minutes. I'll come back. We all eat out there together, but we also wait on customers as we come in. So sometimes our lunch can drag on for like an hour or 2 hours. And it's so funny. Customers come in. Are you eating lunch?
Yeah.
Still eating lunch? Like, well, we're trying to eat lunch.
A couple, at least we should have a top five statements when we're sitting there eating. Like, y'all are always eating lunch.
Yeah.
Or, y'all got a poker game going on? That's my favorite. Poker game.
I tell you what, that would mess up, though. You make that during the week, and you lose an hour. Just like you guys experienced today. Think about, like, McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
When are they going to quit serving breakfast?
Right.
Oh, that would complicate.
So we got a lot of... There's a lot to unpack there before we try to get that passed into a law.
No, we really need to talk about this. You know, this is important.
They should just do like Bojangles and just do breakfast all day then.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't that depicted in Big Daddy?
If you added the hour during a concert, you know, it could be the extra, you get a whole extra hour of a concert. So.
That could be scary for us.
So. Yeah.
Probably. It's probably not good.
No. Might need to put some earplugs in for that extra
concert's
hour.
Concert's over. We need to go home.
Right.
Anyway, so Carolina Fresh is open today, right now, 8 to 2 o'clock, and we're open 8 to 5 during the week. We're going to keep those hours. Those are winter hours, 8 to 5. We usually open 8 to 5:30, but we're going to keep it 8 to 5 as we move on once the time changes. So we don't do a whole lot from 5 to 5:30, but just to let our customers know, that's what we're going to be doing.
I thought I'd mention, actually, it came to mind, we get a lot of phone calls about what people read or understand on our website can be different from our specific store.
Mm-hmm.
So calling us directly is always the key. You know, other stores carry other things.
We have actually five other stores now.
Mm-hmm.
We had one in Charleston that we only do bulk and stuff out of there and deliveries out of it. The Somerville store is kind of taking that over. It was a little problem with the land and the store right there. So, all our stores have similar things. Some of them have a little different things. There's different things in Charleston that people want than Rock Hill that don't sell as good. So, but the luxury we have of that is we have a trucking company owned by our company that we do control our logistics, so we can transfer stuff from store to store. If I don't have enough of this rock or this paver or this wall, we have we can get it back and forth, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Our store has been expanding a bit.
Literally.
We've expanded our lot about as far as you can over to the far side there.
We're stretching.
It's been a project.
Yeah, property line stretching. So we have an issue sometimes in the mornings, basically in the mornings usually of just traffic coming in there. What day was that, Monday or Tuesday? I was out there in the parking lot and I felt like I was just spinning round and round and round and trying to get people to turn, to take a left and come around. We had two 18-wheeler trucks in there and like eight landscapers with trailers. It was just like, it was a lot. So like Tony said, on the right side of our store, we expanded where all of our customers come to get propane. You pull to that side and pull up there.
Yep. But, much safer now.
Yeah, we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is going to be a lovely day in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We're downtown here. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9, a gardener's bench. Steve is absent today. Keep him in your prayers. He's recovering, and he should be back in a few weeks. And
tough as nails. Yeah,
he is old, tough old bird, as you say. So, come on out to Carolina Fresh. We're open 8 to 2 today. Thank you for all other sponsors. We'll have them on periodically through the year. To talk to them and see how their businesses are going. Our business is going great. We had one heck of a week this week, basically $100,000 week, which we've had in the spring, but this was end of February.
Unprecedented. I've only my short time here. Yeah. It was March Madness.
Yeah. It just lined up. In February. Up. The weather worked out and everybody had stuff going on. So it was a great week for us, and we're wrapping it up today. Sure, they're busy over there now, and me and Tony are headed over there when we leave here.
It's a good feeling, though. I like being busy. I think the crew does, too. We've got a fantastic crew. Mm-hmm. But it also makes me happy to know our landscaper, contractor customers are going to have a good spring. That's the way it looks to me.
So, yeah.
Fantastic.
I think there's anywhere around this area of the country, I think it's going to be good for a long time. There's a lot of good things going on around here.
Absolutely. Yep.
So we thank Tony for coming on today, helping me out here today.
Thanks for having me. I want to thank my beleaguered brother-in-law, David Rector, and his lovely bride for hosting me for 3 years. Yeah. I think it's been wonderful.
It's something special.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't get to do that.
No, it was a pretty unique time for all of us. And I love my brother-in-law. He's a brother, not a brother-in-law. He's my brother. Yeah, I love Matt, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Thank Love you, Matt.
All right, so we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.